Our scripture for today comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Hear the word of the Lord. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamelessly mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed. Nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse, tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you for this day. Father, at this time, we ask you to open our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits up. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable for you, to you, for it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. A little disclaimer, I'm going to be talking about what goes on in Washington, D.C., and I'm not trying to be political, I'm just trying to make a point. If you remember back two presidential election cycles, you had Donald Trump and you had Joe Biden. And there were all of these stories going around. And President Trump started using two words a lot, fake news. Oh, this is fake news. It's just made up to look bad for me. And the unfortunate thing is that this whole thing with fake news has been going on for a while. I shared in a previous sermon about how I grew up with Walter Cronkite. And Walter Cronkite gave you the facts and treated you as if you were smart enough to understand and make your own opinions. Nowadays, we've got talking heads, for the most part, trying to spin things in a certain way, having agendas behind what they say and how they take and say it. It's very evident, and it's one of the reasons why I no longer I get my news from another source. This letter, 1 Thessalonians, many scholars believe that this is actually the very first book that was written in the New Testament, that it predates even the Gospels. So this being the first letter, Paul is not dealing with a lot of questions about schisms in the church. If you look at Corinthians, he's trying to address issues that are going on here. But in this letter, he's really not addressing issues in the church. What he is addressing, in my opinion, is what does it really mean to be an apostle? a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's pure living. Well, it's pure words, I should say, about living. So, here in our passage for today, Paul acknowledges that when he did visit, that even though there was great opposition, how they had issues, he had issues, and Silas and Timothy had issues getting the message out, but it was not in vain. The reason that it was not in vain is because they were preaching the truth. They were preaching about Jesus. Plain and simple. Paul goes on and says, basically, you know, we had no motive. We weren't trying to spin this. We weren't trying to use trickery to get us, to get you to believe what we are saying. It was a no spin zone. And again, nowadays everybody has an agenda, even the church, broad church, and not all the church, but if you look, there are some churches that are like, okay, well, how can we spin the gospel in order to get people to come to our church? Aha! If you come to Jesus and if you follow him, he is going to bless you beyond all imagination. Amen. Your bills will be paid for. You'll be able to have a 35-room mansion, parsonage, with 15 full bathrooms. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Others spin the gospel for fear. These are the hell and brimstone type preachers. And I remember growing up, Jerry Falwell was a very popular preacher. And I'm not saying that he didn't preach the truth, but he got off on a tangent for a while. Homosexuality is going to bring this country down. It's feeding on the fear of people. If you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, you are going to end up in eternal damnation, burning in hell. We've all heard them. I think it's nonsense myself. What we are called to do in our lives, both individually as a church, as a group of churches, our simple directive is to preach the gospel, not to spin it, but to preach it. And not just get hooked on the whole salvation part and how God loves you. God loves you. Because we also need to address that we are broken people and that we need Jesus. You know, it was kind of ironic when Tim spoke about going to prison and how he shared something from his life about what happened with the supervisor. That's what Paul is talking about. He says, We loved you so much that not only did we share the gospel with you, but we shared ourselves. One of the biggest things that I see today in the world is that everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people think that they are totally alone. That no one else has dealt with this situation. No one has felt these feelings before. And I can testify to that about 12 years ago when I was dealing with great depression and with great anxiety. I was the only person in the world to feel like this. And then I got help. And I started listening to other people talk about their what was going on in their lives. And all of a sudden, I wasn't alone anymore, which greatly, greatly helped me. Yes, we are to go out. We are to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if necessary, use words. We are to show the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are to speak the gospel of Christ. We are to help wherever we are given the opportunity. And we need to do it in a very pure sense, a very honest sense, especially if you're dealing with someone that is going through some sort of issue. Because a lot of us internally have a very good bullshit indicator. Excuse my French. We know when somebody is not being sincere. We know when they are simply using platitudes and other things just to try to get to the end of the conversation or the encounter or whatever. Yes, it is uncomfortable sometimes to deal with certain people, to deal with certain situations. But the good thing is we are armed with the gospel of Jesus Christ, with that example, what he did, how he did it, what he said. And we are also helped by that Holy Spirit. So, we must be very careful that we are not broadcasting fake news. We need to be very careful that we don't try to spin the gospel, anything in the Bible. We need to understand the things that we say to other people and what the deeper meaning of it is. Remember, most of the New Testament was written about 2,000 years ago, back when women were not educated. If you read 1 Corinthians, I forget what chapter it is, you know, women should be silent in church. Should they be? No. Try to dig in, try to understand not just the surface, but get down to the pure truth. And if you need help figuring something out, you can talk to me, you can talk to your spouse, you can talk to a pastor, any pastor really, but get past all of the stuff that is on top of that pure truth. So, my friends, we've got a tough thing, I think, to consider. We need to change how we behave. We need to change what we speak. We need to change what we do and not be the broadcasters of fake news. Amen.